Space News 74. Celebrities in Space, Starship Ventra with No Gravity and Other News. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of April 18, 2025. In the first piece of news, I want to say a few words about the recent media frenzy about certain female celebrities in space. Why send unprepared people into space for real, when it is easier to create a movie with special effects and then claim it is real? And they sent them with not even the most basic training required to survive any lesser incident, for example, a high G maneuver, which may be necessary to save the ship. As you know, the Cabal's real starships are kept a secret and only operate through the secret space program and with the direct consent of the Galactic Federation, and with the cooperation of the Alpha Centauri Alphratons. There is a lot of talk about the so-called dome, which cannot be surpassed, especially in the flat globe community, but elsewhere as well. There is no such thing as a dome, unless you want to call the Van Allen belts that. Everybody is wondering what all the human space agencies are hiding. What the Cabal is hiding is us, including all the countless other star races parked in Earth orbit and at various altitudes. So don't fall for their lies. Most people take them for real just because they come from an official government agency, and from officially accepted media. Moving on to something else. Since the incident where an Alphraton transport craft en route from Alpha Centauri to Taygeta got lost and was later found to have been hijacked by Cabal operatives who forcefully removed 3 or 4 black boxes said to contain lower astral entities, we had tasked the first-generation Talika-class starship, Ventra, to transport people to and from Alpha Centauri to Temma in Taygeta, mostly to bring back home the Taygetan citizens which may have been stranded there, as the tensions between the two star. The starship Ventra had been fulfilling its job well until a few days ago when her artificial gravity failed again. And I say again because this is the fourth time this has occurred, and the worst. Those of you who have been following my group for some time may remember that the starship Ventra has the very ugly tendency to lose its artificial gravity, with the consequences you can imagine. It does not lose gravity in the whole ship at once, rather, it does so by sections as the system is compartmentalized and has several redundancies, which adds to the mystery. She has been in dry dock under repairs for this no less than 3 times, and it keeps on happening. What is curious about this is that much older starships of her same class, like the Talika or the Rytal, have been in service for decades and have never lost their artificial gravity. During this last incident, the Ventra was traveling with over 2,000 people on board when it lost its artificial gravity in the passenger decks. Many people were injured when the gravity returned, as they fell to the floor along with countless floating objects of all kinds. I can only imagine the mess this created in the kitchens, for example. And then, after this, the gravity failed again in the same area and never returned. Fortunately, the ship was already on approach to planet Temma's starport, so the people soon had gravity as the Ventra entered into the planet's natural field, and as they landed. The injured were taken to local hospitals and health services to be healed as necessary, and the ship was taken to dry dock to have its artificial gravity systems checked for the 4th time. Unlike how artificial gravity is depicted in science fiction on Earth, where it is generated by using centrifugal force in an inhabited rotating part of the ship, a system which is very effective but antiquated, modern starships use an ultra-high-frequency electromagnetic initiator, which generates a flow from one pole to the other, thus pressing any object in between against the floor. This system is very effective and even simple, and the only tricks are to know what exact frequency to generate and be able to produce it. As the frequency used is ultra-high, it is completely harmless to biology. As the Ventra is out of service, again, we are now working to see which other ship we can task to do the job while things stabilize between Alfreytons and Tejitans, if they ever do. Moving on to other related things, the construction of two new hangars in the shipbuilders' sites in Tema is moving slowly, mostly because the roof had to be modified for a second time as the natural light-friendly semi-transparent roof that was initially installed was causing an unwanted greenhouse effect in Tema's tropical environment. When they are finally finished, they will provide more space for the construction of more, much-needed starships, like passenger transport craft, as the ones currently in service are vastly insufficient. Since I came to power as the Tejetan Queen, I have made a lot of effort to renew Tejeta's aging star fleet, both civilian and military, although there haven't been enough new ones built so far, but we are still in my first year in office. Speaking of new ships, this week I dressed up in my one-piece black spacesuit, with a violet cape with gold color edges, and black high heels, and I went in person to inspect three of the starships of my fleet here. I first went to see the newly arrived Aldebaran, and I was amazed at the blending of practicality of a warship with modern yacht-like commodities which up to now could only be found on dedicated yacht starships, such as the two Sardaukleia-class ships, thus making the Aldebaran not only a powerful starship, but also a very comfortable one to be and live in, much unlike the Alcyone-class starships, which are mostly designed for top military efficiency and not for comfort. The Aldebaran, which is the first ship of its class, is designed for total military dominance and as a powerful deterrent, even if it is only present without doing anything in particular. Its role here in low Earth orbit is to deter any dubious star races from attempting anything directly against Earth and its inhabitants, while it also provides fleet protection for the rest of our ships here, and in cooperation with the other dreadnoughts present here. It's a, don't you dare, message for the Galactic Federation-sponsored Atorthans and their dubious associations with star races of Orion. As I have explained before, when the Atorthans are seen near Earth, bad things tend to happen on the planet. We associate their presence with large wars, plandemics, social resets, and so on. This is based on their history of appearing right before those happen, at least during the past 200 years. After visiting the Aldebaran, I also went to see and interact with the crew of the starship Saskawan, which is a fully civilian crew, and with the crew of the starship Alcyone, Goriel's ship. The crew assembled to talk to me in their main hangar deck of the Saskawan, where they expressed their high motivation to continue working here directly with, and in my fleet, as they are the maintenance crew who keep the other starships in working order, not needing to go back to Tema for repairs, unless they exceed the Saskawan's crew capacity to do them here and while in deep space. They back up and help the official maintenance crew of each starship as they not always can do all what is needed, for example when large components must be replaced, as they may need heavy crane equipment only Saskawan is equipped with, and it also has a fleet of yellow service maintenance small ships designed to repair the exterior of other vessels. Those are equipped with mechanical arms and hands, and have welding equipment, and so on. The crew of the Saskawan said that they were happy here, and highly motivated in their very essential job. I then moved with my Suzy 4 shuttlecraft to the starship Alcyone, to interact with her crew directly as well. The Alcyone's crew is very dear to me as they helped me in my darkest moments when I fell very sick at the end of last year. They also received me in their main hangar deck, But unlike the very civilian crew of the Saskatchewan who dress normally, the crew of the Aldebaran, being a warship, were all dressed in gala uniforms. They also expressed their high motivation to remain here in service, and I had the chance to say hello to some of the crew members with whom I interacted the most when I lived there for a few weeks while I recovered. I will continue to visit the other starships in my fleet here this next week as I want to be close to my people and to see their needs and hear their opinions. Moving to something else, my text about planetary and personal ascension was a very important subject for me, at a personal level, and I consider it to be one of my most important videos of all time. I enjoyed writing it a lot, and it was very emotional for me. That is why I signed it at the end as Queen Marie I of Temma, and not only as Marie, as I usually do, as in my mind it added strength and seriousness to the message. I might do the same again in other important videos, I just want to let you know. I want to thank my sponsors once more. I hold you close to my heart as you are making my channel possible. Thank you so very much. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.